Welcome to the Behind the Headlines Radio Roundtable. I'm Eric Barnes, publisher of the Memphis Daily News, joined today by Lee Harris of the Memphis City Council, Todd Richardson, co-leader of the Crosstown Development Project, and Bill Drees from the Memphis Daily News. I will start with you, Lee. Talk about, you know, right now the city is moving through a whole bunch of projects at a relatively quick pace. From you as a city council, you guys are being asked to look at these projects. You're being asked to look at them pretty quickly. Let's start with AutoZone Park. That's been delayed. Where do you stand on that right now?
I'm trying to keep an open mind on it. I mean, I think whether it's a good deal is still an open question. I mean, what do we know? We know that the St. Louis Cardinals is going to pay $15 million for the team, and we know the proposal currently is for us to pay $20 million for the stadium. So all told, that's about $35 million for a team and a stadium that cost about $24 million on the face of the matter.
Are you philosophically opposed, and do you feel like there are people on the council who are philosophically opposed to the idea of owning the stadium?
I mean, you raise a good question. The point is that what we're supposed to be doing on the council is make sure that we take decisions in the community benefit. And it is hard on the face of the matter to square purchasing a stadium with a community benefit.
Well, just on the same day that the council took up the Crosstown project and took up the AutoZone Redbirds deal, they also got a briefing earlier in the morning on the Heritage Trails project, which is the administration's massive plan for redevelopment on several fronts of the area south of FedEx Forum, moving into South Memphis. And the city's already applied for a federal grant that is the successor to the HOPE 6 funding that the city has had for a number of public housing projects. And that's now in the works in Washington, and the city should know something February or March. So that's also on the table. There was so much on Tuesday's agenda for the council and committee sessions that they really didn't get around to getting a briefing on this huge issue of the city's unfunded pension liability and how to increase funding for
it. Which could be a number in the 60 to 80 million range.
It could be, yeah. On this show, the estimates that have been talked about are 60 to 80 million dollars in city spending that could be put toward that.
Right. And there was a moment, and I think I'm quoting from your article, where the city is, and Robert Lipscomb is briefing the council on the Heritage Trail project. Let me bring you in, Todd. And, you know, we talk about these various projects. You've been a huge advocate. I think you told me before you've spoken, I don't know how many hundreds of times to various groups locally and maybe even nationally about the Crosstown project, which is the big Sears building that people see been vacant for, I don't know, a decade or more. The city approved $15 million this past week. That goes with another, I don't know, 150 to 175, you can tell me, that you all have raised or about to raise. You live in Memphis, so you pay taxes here. You're an assistant professor at the University of Memphis. You know, how do you balance that philosophically? And then we'll talk about the plans for the project. But, you know, is this an appropriate investment for the city?
Sure.
And give us your thoughts on
sure.
that.
Sure. It's a great question. It's one I've thought a lot about, given the economic times that we live in. I think the most important thing to recognize is a couple of things. One is the return on the investment. So with 1 million square feet that's been empty for 20 years, that has huge negative impacts on the neighborhood. That's a neighborhood, one of the poorest in our city, been hugely disinvested, and we're now going to, within a couple of years, have 2,500 people there every day. So the 1,000 construction jobs that it creates, the 875 net new jobs to the economy that it creates, $1.5 million a year in annual sales tax, plus just putting people there and the development that's going to catalyze around the building. All those folks are going to need to eat, to get gas, to do their, you know, cleaners and all of those kinds of things. And so I think the return on the investment for us asking, you know, 9% of the total cost, you know, from the city, the return on that investment is going to be huge, and it's going to be quick. The other thing is just the inspiration that the project is. You know, you've got 8 wonderful local organizations who've come together to really make this happen. You've got a local philanthropist who has donated the building and the site so that all profits from the development go back into the building and the surrounding community. I mean, this is a case study for how to do development right in the city. And I hope that it can be an example for what's to come. So I think the return on investment, both from an economic standpoint, but also just from a social good standpoint, is well worth the $15 million investment.
That's all the time we have this week. Join us again next week.